I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. My thanks to Lynn Neary for sitting in on short notice so I could try to get over this cold. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about poverty, specifically how it should be defined. It turns out that the definition has not been thoroughly reviewed in half a century, and the Obama administration is now going to do it. So we'll hear more about why in a few minutes. But first, we have news about one of Congress's most powerful leaders, Representative Charles B. Rangel, Dean of the New York Congressional Delegation and Chairman of the Heavyweight House Ways and Means Committee, announced today he will temporarily step down from his position as chairman of the committee. The House Ethics Committee recently admonished the congressman for accepting paid corporate junkets to the Caribbean. He's still being investigated by a House Ethics panel for a series of tax-related issues. We wanted to know more about that, so we've called Pamela Gentry. She's the senior political analyst for BET, and she's been covering this story. Pam, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
So, Pam, yesterday the congressman seemed fairly adamant that he would not leave his chair at the helm of the House Ways and Means Committee. What changed overnight?
I think that basically the look and see of the numbers, you know, I'm sure that both the House whips on both sides of the aisle were looking to see if the votes would come through, that they would have needed at least 39 if all of the Republicans were present and voting, and another 39 Democrats would have supported him being asked to step aside, then the resignation would have been forced in a resolution in the House. That would have been a far more embarrassing process to go through and would have taken place on the House floor, you know, with everyone being able to give speeches, and it could have been long and drawn out. I think he made the decision to just to step aside, and this is a really interesting resignation in the sense that he's really stepping down and he is saying that it is temporary, and I think he's waiting to see if the two more serious charges that you mentioned earlier on the ethics violations become more serious. If he is really admonished over those two, then maybe he will resign. But I think this is a very temporary way to wait it out.
So you think he might actually return to his post? That is actually a possibility, because I think most people were assuming that temporary means, you know, forever.
Well, I think the temporary, I think, this is the level of interpretation, because what he's saying is that he's not resigning as the chair. He's stepping aside and temporarily doing so. That means that someone else could temporarily take his place. So I think that this is very, very strategic wording, because other than that, he would have simply stepped aside. But by him saying that I'm, you know, vacating the post, and that is not what he said today.
Who does temporarily replace him, and what impact will this have? I mean, for those who don't know, the Ways and Means Committee presides over tax laws, which are, of course, very crucial and very interesting to everybody. It has jurisdiction over some of the health care legislation. So who will replace him, and what impact do you think this will have on the president's ability to move his agenda forward?
In theory, but this does not have, the House can always make exceptions, but in theory it should go to the next highest seniority person, ranking seniority Democrat. And right now my understanding is that would be Pete Stark out of California. He could, quote, temporarily step into that leadership role and continue with the agenda. We also don't know, based on the comments this morning, his responses, is he going to remain on the committee, on the Ways and Means Committee? My guess is he would. But again, it's a guess. But there's no reason that he would have to necessarily leave, because a lot of those appointments, unless the House Speaker decides to remove him from that committee, you know, that's what happened with Jefferson out of Louisiana, Congressman Jefferson, who, when he was on a very powerful committee and was going through his trial, they actually sort of removed him completely from the committee. But I think by the congressman making, you know, removing himself in this way, he's taken that responsibility away from his other members having to do something and the Speaker of the House having to do something.
Pam, on a separate note, there's another story that involves New York politics. And of course, Charlie Rangel is both a New York leader and a national leader. But there was more reporting today by the New York Times that suggests that New York Governor David Patterson personally directed a state employee to contact the woman who is accusing a senior aide, a very close aide of his, of having assaulted her. Now, this comes, of course, after days of reporting about Patterson's involvement in what he originally said was a very, you know, just a sort of a bad relationship that involved this senior aide. He's already, as a consequence of these disclosures, said that he will not run for re-election, as he had said that he would do only days before. But what do you think this means now? I mean, can David Patterson function effectively as governor of New York, given the steady drumbeat of disclosures?
Well, I think what's going to happen there is that, you know, once this investigation, I mean, this is really becoming an investigation, whether it's being done by a newspaper or whether it's being done by law enforcement. You know, anything that looks like or smells like obstruction of justice is going to hamper you being effective as any elected official. This continues to seem like every day there's another layer that's added on to this. And I don't think that he's going to be asked to step aside. I think he's going to be asked to resign if the pressure mounts much. I don't think he can make it to November is what I'm saying. I think that if he's going to probably have to step out of office. And I just hate to see New York have to go through another to try to get another governor on such short notice. But I think the problem he's having here is that there are too many people now who are involved in this. And as they go out and interview these people and get more and more statements, if they become more incriminating, I think it's just going to make it very difficult. And overall, it's going to make it difficult for the Democratic Party to get any Democrat to replace him, whether he's running or not.
Pam Gentry is the senior political analyst for BET, Black Entertainment Television. She joined us by phone from her home office in Annapolis. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Always a pleasure, and have a great day.